As Secretary of State Powell visits Asia, much of the Bush administration's diplomatic efforts remain focused on countering opposition to a possible war with Iraq. At the United Nations, France has attracted considerable attention because of its objections to American and British war plans and the possibility that Paris could use its Security Council veto to thwart a new resolution calling for military action. Russia also has Security Council veto power, and Moscow has been creating obstacles of its own, particularly with claims that UN weapons inspectors are under pressure to criticize Baghdad's cooperation in order to justify military action. But as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow, the Kremlin has been playing both sides of the Iraq issue.
Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov did not mention the U.S. by name, but he suggested it was seeking to influence the work of inspectors.
Inspectors are being subjected to very strong pressure with the goal of provoking their departure from Iraq, as in 1998, or to make assessments to the Security Council that could be used as a pretext for the use of force against Iraq.
Ivanov did not back up his claims with any evidence, but his attack was the strongest Russian criticism yet of the march toward war by the U.S. and Britain. Russia insists the U.N. Security Council must explicitly authorize any military action against Iraq. There's a wide political consensus for this here, according to moderate lawmaker Alexei Arbatov. This wide consensus is a positive thing, Arbatov says. It's not like communist times when the newspaper Pravda wrote something and everyone just repeated it like parrots. It's a consensus encompassing a range of political persuasions. Unlike in Europe, there have been no massive anti-war street rallies here. Just a few hundred protesters picketed the U.S. Embassy this week. Analyst Pavel Felgenhauer cites a lingering wariness with the social upheavals here after communism ended. And he says there are other explanations for the apathy.
The American actions are not popular in Russia, but the elite is not promoting such demonstrations. And, of course, public outcry. Well, it happened in 1999 when NATO bombed Yugoslavia, but the Iraqis are not Orthodox Christians. They're not our brethren. So there's not much real feeling to go in this winter conditions and demonstrate.
Felgenhauer, speaking at a conference here on the Iraq issue, says the lack of fiery anti-war feeling is advantageous to the Kremlin.
The lack of public outcry allows the Kremlin much more flexibility in the present situation. That's more or less what they want.
And despite Foreign Minister Ivanov's charges that hawks are looking for a pretext for military action, overall, Russia's opposition to war is more muted than France or Germany's. While both of those countries oppose a second Security Council resolution authorizing force, Ivanov says it's premature to discuss how Russia would vote on such a proposal. President Putin has said Russia might embrace military action if inspections falter. Analyst Pavel Felgenhauer says there's a reason for Moscow's flexibility.
Now, we feel our weakness more acutely than those countries. That's in our desire to not despoil relations with the United States, because for us it's much more vital than for, say, France. They can allow that to do that, we can't.
And Sergei Markov, a political analyst with ties to the Kremlin, says he's sure Russia is engaged in backroom dealings with the U.S. to guarantee its oil interests in a post-Saddam Iraq.
Of course, there are discussions about post-Saddam, because most of the Russian politicians think that the United States will begin this war.
Markov asserts that Russia's more flexible approach means its international standing has grown considerably. He says both doves in Europe and hawks in the U.S. are courting the Kremlin. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.